All right. Hello and welcome to Football. My name is Saru and I have with me my dear friend Tanuj Baru and yes, to discuss the magic of FA Cup. What's up, guys?
What is up? What is up?
Hey.
Yes, we are...
Are you talking about the magical new logo of the FA Cup?
Yeah, everything. Well, we had prepared a more elaborate opening for the podcast, but for the last 45 minutes, we've been trying to record this episode. So now this is the truncated version. So let's start. Yes, Grant Frodo. What happened to Grant Frodo?
Was it? Yeah, Mr. Bielsa has 0% success in the FA Cup so far. So what else can one say?
0% success. What played one? I don't know. Did they played last year's FA Cup also? No, didn't Arsenal beat them at some point in the last 1-2 years?
Awesome. Yeah.
I've never seen them win a game in the FA Cup anyway.
Of course, dude, you're not a Leeds follower. Why would you say that in anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, but what do you make of this narrative, Yash, that, oh, this Leeds team is so exciting. They can win final one day, they can lose final the other day. That makes it so exciting and that is why Premier League is so exciting. Do you buy this whole thing?
But if that was the case, then, they're considered a unique team. So they don't make the Premier League exciting. It's just something that people have come up with. They play a brand of football which leads to a lot of goals, but I think this narrative is really overblown.
God. Baru, yes, you're such a realistic person. He doesn't believe in this narrative, fantasies, the magic of FA Cup. Please don't tell me you are also the same.
No, I mean, until this match, even I was completely in line with the whole, Bielsa scoring a lot of goals. And then, so what if he concedes more? At least he is scoring goals. But
until I'm this stunned. Match, huh?
this match has left me stunned.
Okay, why?
Where are the goals he promised us? Where's the promise land?
Yeah, why is he but losing?
Frankly speaking, I mean,
we'll get to Chelsea later. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So being candid.
Yeah. That's fine.
Leeds are nowhere close to the European places. They are also not going to get relegated. So there's no reason why I should have lost this game to like a League 2 team. A decent cup run would have really enhanced their reputation as a fun team to watch.
I know.
But you know what, Saru? I checked the crest of this team, Crawley Town, and apparently it has a red devil on it. So I think Leeds were still recovering from the trauma of the 6-2 against Manchester United.
And they just gave 3 goals away.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm assuming Crawley Town, I mean, we'll have those big British white lads who look like McSauce. So probably it reminded him.
Oh, man, that is so sad. But Baru,
big day for that Crawley area, man. Like with Tottenham coming down and like Leeds and whatnot. Man. Even Marine isn't Crawley, right?
No, Crosby.
Crosby, yeah. Close enough.
Yes. But Baru... Frankly speaking, you shouldn't be talking about League 2 teams. Let's talk about Frank's team, right? The German engine was revved up. And they just went to town for an easy victory. What's going on? You think the whole season is back now?
Who were they playing? What, Macedonia, Macclesfield?
Macclesfield, no? Macclesfield United they were playing.
No. Morecambe. They're playing Morecambe.
Achha, Morgan.
Man, where is the magic of the FA Cup, man? The only magic is like these new names that keep cropping up everywhere.
Yes.
Next thing you know, there's like Mohammedan Sporting playing in like round 4 or something.
From Birmingham. What? No way.
Yes. OG.
All right. So, Timo Werner scores a goal, Baru. And Kai Havertz provides assists. You think these Germans had a lot to going for them? Like they had to prove themselves? Or is it like just whatever?
Yeah, I mean, as usual, their impact is more in the rural regions of England rather than London. I mean, they've already destroyed London once. So, I get the matter.
Yes. On a fun side note, Yash, I am sure you didn't watch this video, but Nepo played against Steven Bergwijn in a FIFA PlayStation game in which Peter Crouch was doing the commentary and Nepo couldn't even win that game. he lost that game also. And the only thing he was proud of was giving an assist to Timo Werner. Man, at what point will Chelsea say
something that he can't do on his own?
Yeah, that Werner can't even score and Nepo can't provide assists. It was just so easy, dude. Spurs destroyed them on the PlayStation. Oh, God. Why is Nepo...
Speaking of Spurs destroying, there was some Premier Cup for football teams in Bangalore where Spurs Bangalore destroyed Arsenal by like 13-0 or something.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. They
had like comments on the news article from people in like England. They're like, wow, Spurs is bashing Arsenal across continents. And although there was this one-off comment with like, what's with all the fake shirts that these fans are wearing? I think shout out to Kulaba.
Okay, Baru, but now that you brought it
or
up,
or whatever the Kulaba equivalent of Bangalore.
Before we talk about the actual match of the week, right, the thing which caught all our attention. Why is Arsenal losing to every Spurs team across continents?
I have no answer for that, man. Like, what do I say?
13-0.
Mourinho, he believes in a top to bottom approach. He just does not know where, like, the bottom.
Where to draw the line?
Just keep going on and on. Yeah, I mean.
Yes, you think Mourinho is such a control freak that he gets the results of all the Spurs, like Spurs Rotterdam, Spurs Bangalore, Spurs Hyderabad on the weekend, and then he like abuses.
I'm sure when the second season is over, and you know he has to sit in a press conference, he'll bring out these results saying, "Look, under my tenure, Spurs beat Arsenal in Costa Rica and Colaba and." I don't know.
Chinchpokli Spurs are on a 49 game unbeaten streak.
Chinchpokli Spurs. Oh, God. Yeah. Is it like Sholapur Spurs?
You saw all those Spurs. You saw those photos on Twitter. People are like, oh, wow, Gareth Bale is playing in my garden and wo uske kamre ke se, like the center.
But that was the tie of the FA Cup, right? That was the highest versus lowest.
Yeah, so let's just talk about that, guys.
Yeah, absolute magic.
Highest versus lowest ever. Like, right? It's not even this year. Like, ever. And it was just crazy, man. That stadium, it looked like Highbury. Fuck. It was so small and the pitch looked so small. Like, do you remember those days where Henry took 6 steps and...
I shared the tweet. Right? Who's an Arsenal fan?
What is the tweet?
Oh,
he's like, it's a pity I didn't score against the scum. And I don't know, somebody wanted me to exchange shirts, but I was like, you know, buzz off or something.
Oh, that was a fake one.
I forgot what the actual tweet was.
Wait, that was a
fake one. But that ground, I mean, really looked like it looked like a Maidan, man. I could see the browns. It is. It was a grounded I would have been comfortable playing on.
Yeah, and all these, you know, journalists and everyone, they were sitting right behind the goal. So ball to minimum laga. I read a match report which said that, you know, it almost took some Barney Ronnie of the Guardian or something, just destroyed him, one of Lucas Moura's shots. But dude, this is the magic of FA Cup. The reception they got was unbelievable. Oh man, how is this even possible that a non-league team is playing one of the top Premier League sides? Is there any other tournament in the world which allows this?
I don't think the football pyramid goes so deep in other parts of the world.
Yeah, I remember
this is something uniquely English.
2 or 3 years ago, PSG was playing some third division side in the French Cup final, right? And it took extra time to beat them.
Right.
And obviously, Neymar, in his customary celebration, acted like they won the World Cup. Yeah, but talking about Marine, Baru, what did you make of their gameplay, the plumbers and PE teachers put together? When I saw the starting lineup, when they put PE teacher, I said, Ole khel raha hai kya?
Dude, so I think they did well to like their professional abilities. They held back. They were disciplined, like our PE teacher should be. They held back the dam of goals from starting too soon. But then what? 25 minutes into the match, they just went all, you know, all around the place. Especially when Spurs players started scoring screamers from 1 yard out. or something.
So yes,
Mbappe would be so proud right now that even people in Marin like now know his celebration, especially without cable connection and Tata Sky and everything.
Dude, if Tata Sky was in England, it wouldn't work because barish ho raha hai. But yes, what did you make of Carlos Vinicius' hat-trick and the Mbappe celebration for the first goal, for which he mistimed his first kick?
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't think Mbappe is even going to come to Marine. So, they got a cheap knockoff.
Yeah, for all you know, like they're going to like label him Mbappe only in like Marine Times or something.
Uska ek katpue. Did you guys see a Jurgen Klopp katputla there? Some dude was just hugging it and watching the game.
Oh, I thought that was Photoshop or something. Yeah. That actually happened.
Yeah, he just came out of the house with
the things that happen at these quaint places.
He just came out with a Jurgen Klopp cutout. And he was just showing it to Jose or something from far. Oh, and did you hear what they told Gareth Bale? They asked him, why are you not running? Like, are you already tired? 1 minute after Gareth Bale came, one of the Marine players marking him asked him, are you already tired? Gareth Bale replied, I've just started training. He's like, oh, you seem hungry. Why don't you just pick up a Tesco meal on your way out? Some shit like that.
Dude, how do you know all of these things? Like,
वो प्लेयर खुद आके बोला उसके बाद
कि मैंने मेबी द ग्राउंड वाज सो स्मॉल वो घर पे सुनाई दिया होगा किसी ने.
हां, इट वाज गेटिंग पिक्ड अप इन समबडीज पॉडकास्ट रिकॉर्डिंग समथिंग. लाइक पंखा बंद कर तो पीछे से उसका आवाज आ गया.
मेरीन वाले का आवाज आ रहा है. बट द फेरी टेल इज ओवर. जोसे मोरिनियो प्लेड टोबी अल्डरवेरल्ड एंड मूसा सिसोको. राइट, आई एम जस्ट हैप्पी ही डिडंट टेक केन, सोन एंड एवरीवन बिकॉज़
डेली अली हैविंग द टाइम ऑफ हिज लाइफ.
Yeah, but Dele Alli, though, this is the only game he's going to play. So, whatever. But it's all done, guys. It's over. This whole dream is done. I think we are now moving back to reality.
So, they got like 70 grand for hosting.
70 grand for what? Hosting?
Yeah.
No.
Broadcasting and everything. That's the windfall that they'll get. Windfall, if you can call it, especially.
They raised more than £300,000. They sold about 35,000 virtual tickets. The Athletic sponsored them for the day and all of that. They raised more than £300,000. That club is set for 2 years now.
Oh, okay.
Fair play.
Yeah. But the last question on this, given that this was the game of the weekend. Yes. If you were part of Chembur Reds and you played the real Manchester United, by how much do you think you would lose the game?
Going by how they played against what? 1-0.
What do you mean? I thought
so. By that logic, are you saying that Watford actually have a chance of winning against Chamber? Have a chance of winning against Watford? Then?
Yeah. I mean, if they don't play their even if Watford don't play their main players, certainly.
Yeah, but
missing Depay. What a boring game.
Baru has no problems like that because any Arsenal, even like Andheri Arsenal, would like win against the real Arsenal because Oba is not in form. So whatever, who cares? Alrighty, in this truncated recording, let's take a break right now. And after the break, let's talk about player of the week. And hopefully one of my friends has learned the name of a Marine player so that he can be called the player of the week. Stay tuned to Football Portal. Welcome back to Football Twaddle. Mumbai City FC represent. Baru is here. What's up?
What is up? What is up?
And Yash is here. Alrighty, guys. Let's get into this. Before we get to Player of the Week, Yash, League Cup happened, the semi-finals. Manchester United, as usual, lost it. And now it is Jose versus Pep and City versus Spurs. Mm-hmm. So we know Spurs were going to win, right? They were going to beat Brentford, which they did. And they played all right. Yep. But why didn't Eric Bailly start the game against Manchester City?
Eric Bailly has a long history of injury. That must be the only reason.
But if you are so sure, sure he was anyway going to get injured against Watford, right? In the next game he plays, just play him in the semi-final and let him get injured. No, why wait for the next game? And was that the only difference?
Ole took that gamble. It didn't pay off.
Was that the only difference according to the United?
No, that was the main difference. So Eric Bailly can be a calamity or he can be brilliant. He's like Leeds United in one person. You know, that whole propaganda about Leeds. You know, he can either be a disaster and lose the game on his own, or he'll have a blinder and stop the best players in the league.
I see.
So he was ideal for this game, but again, I don't think, clearly this game was not the top priority for Ole. He has his eyes on other fixtures.
Like the Premier League.
Yep.
All right. Baru, it's Jose versus Pep again. Oh my God. How many more years are these guys going to manage? Has it become like Warren versus Muralidharan now? Someone is just going to keep breaking some record.
Yeah, I think it's going to be like the whole situation where one person's success is going to define where the other person's challenge is going to come from. They're going to chase each other across the world. They're going to end up in ISL soon. Pep would obviously be managing Mumbai City because of some random connections.
And who would Jose be managing? And,
He'll probably manage like FC Goa or something because he's Portuguese. I was going to say Salgaonkar, but since they're not really playing the national leagues.
Yeah. I can so see Jose's Instagram saying Poi is the best bread ever.
Yeah. And sending videos while he's having to wait outside Azad Nagar metro station because of traffic. Is this how you treat the team?
Yeah. All right. In the spirit of reductive analysis, Ole lost 4 semi-finals. Arteta has won 2 trophies. So, is Arteta the best, better manager?
Yes.
See, that's it. Football is simple, guys.
Isn't the question about who's a better fraud?
No. These are not frauds. These are just underachieving managers who don't have much capability.
Oh, man. Stick to one line of thought or something like what else?
No, we can't. But we can. You have independence in choosing this. Who is your player of the week? Yes, Savant. Well, who is your player of the week?
I think our horny friend Phil Foden.
And why? Can you please elaborate? What are your reasons?
For purely footballing reasons this time. He had a great semi-final. Kudos to Pep. He realized that Raheem Sterling cannot play against Wan-Bissaka, so he put Foden over there. Foden had a great game. And he also scored in the FA Cup. The game was simple enough for City. But yeah, I think this was his week. Seeing him play, I don't think that he's... I used to think that he's just a propaganda tool for City and Pep to show that I can, you know, produce young homegrown players, but after observing him throughout this year, I think he's going to be a great player.
Yeah, he's actually quite good, and he's way more clinical in front of the goal than Sterling. Sterling is just like a pitch where you put like 5 goals, Sterling will miss like all the 5. He's that bad.
So the C in the CFL in this CFL stands for clinical, then is it?
No, it doesn't. Stop trying to dilute the definition to suit your agenda. That is the dialogue on United stand, right? So whenever someone says Martial is shit, he should be thrown out of the club. Mark Goldblatt starts off. See, again, it starts the agenda. All right, Baru, who is your player of the week?
New World Order. I thought it's like pretty much decided that it's. Hanuman Vihari, like
Hanuman. It's Hanuman or Hanuman.
Hanuman Vihari, as per Babul Supriyo. So
yes. So in football, Baru, cricket is Hanuman Vihari. Obviously, in football. You can choose a Mumbai City player.
In football, it has to be that reality star who came on at the 90th minute against Leeds.
Okay, you go for that. You know who I...
Do we know what reality show it was from? What is that? Is it like for the Prime?
Oh, Skulls and Roses, England. Oh my God. He's finding Lydia there also. Dude, I can't wait for the Skulls and Roses season. Skulls and Roses, hunt for Lydia. That's a mid-season bonanza.
Raghu chale England.
Lakshman Riya ke saath. So many is there.
Oh.
All right. My player of week is a guy called Kenny. And he plays for Mirin. And why I choose him is because it was 0-0 and our man made a run and he scores a long range screamer which hit the post and forces Doha to save.
Oh,
if that ball had gone in, I'm telling you, every Spurs fan...
No, he'd even left it.
Yeah, Joe Hart left it and the ball took a dip.
Yeah, he left it. Yeah, hit the crossbar.
Oh, dude, that was... You could almost hear like the 40 people in the stadium and all the houses around. They were like, "Oh!" and then they cut to Mourinho's face, and he was like, "What the fuck? Why am I even sitting here?"
Okay.
Oh, and yes, talking about that game, do you know what Mourinho told in the pre-match interview? Right.
Where?
Clearly, none of you guys follow the man, the genius. He told Sky or BT, whoever, that if we don't win the Premier League, if we don't win the later like rounds of European Championships or whatever, or if we don't win the later rounds of FA Cup, blame me. But if we lose today, blame the players. I am not to blame. He said... He said that categorically. He said, I have told them, take this seriously, score the damn goals, break down the reality. I put a strong team. I said, go play and win. You can blame me for anything else, but today we lose. Don't blame me. And then the ball dips. Oh, all right, let's do this.
Speaking of blaming, like, who is Pep going to blame for like Mendy's latest escape?
Why is Benjamin Mendy is like so... Dude, this is not even unprofessional. He's
as the son calls him, like he's a COVID-it.
COVID.
Yeah, like why? Like, why is someone hornier than Jack Grealish? Is that even possible?
He just hasn't got around to fulfilling his, the first basic Maslow's need.
I mean, look at this. Last week's podcast, we spoke about him demanding for big bum Latinas. This week's podcast, he's like taking some Greeks around. Like, what is this guy going to do next week? He doesn't play football. Leaving that, he does everything else. And Pep keeps like justifying whatever Mendy does. You think Pep is...
Since the Brexit, like even Europeans have become exotic now, no? For people in England.
I see. Yes, do you think Pep is leading his... a vicarious life through Mendy. Why does he keep defending Mendy?
Yeah, I mean, it appears so. It's not like he's given... his performances haven't been great. He has to play Alexander Zinchenko at left back.
Yeah, exactly.
Barely played for City.
Mendy can't even displace Zinchenko. But clearly... He does a lot more. Alrighty, guys, we should start wrapping this up. Upcoming games of the weekend. Yes, I would. I'm sure you're going to choose United Liverpool, right?
Yeah, it's going to be a top of the table clash. United have a Burnley game before that, and in their typical fashion, I think they're going to make it difficult for themselves. But as long as United don't lose, they'll be at the top of the table, and this is the closest that United have been to top of the table since Ferguson.
No,
I hope they...
When Zlatan was there, they were top of the table for the first 5 weeks.
Yeah, so, what I meant was this late in the
this late. All right. What's your prediction for the game? What's going to happen there?
Man, I'm going to go for a boring draw. I think...
Really?
The team will be able to score.
You think Liverpool is not going to push for a win and then create spaces for Rashford to run in? And
no, pass? They are 100%. So it's going to be a cat and mouse game. Typical, Ole is going to get his old low block, try to catch them on the counter. And I only see if Edinson Cavani rolls back the years. That's the only way I see United scoring.
Is he available for this game?
Because I'm a United fan, I'm... Yes, he is.
I hope, for the sake of Uruguayan football and South American football, I hope his reply next time to someone says, oh, thank God Cavani is going to be back. I hope he doesn't say, thank you, N-word. Yeah, before we come to Baru's game of the week, do you know who was the most vocal supporter of Edinson, or the Uruguayan football team's like appeal? It was Bunty. Bunty is like, yes, please read, all of you.
I am Negrito.
All right, Baru, what is your game of the week? What are you going to watch, especially?
I think Leicester versus Southampton should be a good game.
Oh God, is Ralph Hasenhüttl going to cry again?
He's on a high.
He's going to beat Brendan and like first time in life I've taken points of Brendan and I'll just start crying again.
Yeah.
Okay,
are you going to watch Fulham or Chelsea or something? Or?
No, what's your prediction for Leicester versus Southampton?
I think it's going to be Leicester is Vardy's available, right? So it's going to be like a 2-0 or 2-2 or 2-2 Leicester victory. That's what I'll go for.
Leicester victory?
With no tears from Southampton.
Yeah, I'm going to watch Fulham versus Chelsea for the simple reason Fulham haven't played in a month. So let's just see where are those players, right? All their games have been postponed and everything. They're playing a midweek fixture which just got allocated today against Spurs. And I'm sure we can hear a lot from Jose about it, about the best league in the world. But yeah, I'm actually quite excited to watch Fulham play, man. Poor guys, they haven't had the chance to kick a ball for a month. So yeah, and that would obviously give opportunity for Kai Havertz and Timo Werner to prove all their doubters wrong, and all their distractors are going to say, well done, Germans.
Is Giroud one of the detractors?
No. Giroud's problem is with Tammy Abraham.
Is Giroud leaving this transfer window?
I don't know. Didier Deschamps told him that you need more game time, otherwise it will be very hard to get into the French team. He said all of that. But knowing Deschamps, he's just going to take Giroud. How can you leave Giroud out, right? From the squad, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty, guys. This was a tumultuous recording, but we somehow managed to get through this. Take care, Yash.
See you.
And Baru, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. Take care, everybody.